We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. Victims of Victoria's crisis-addled 000 system have demanded to know whether a report into the service has been read by the Premier and Health Minister. Both Daniel Andrews and Martin Foley have refused to say if they have read the report more than 6 weeks after it was handed down by former Police Chief Graham Ashton. Mr Ashton was commissioned to investigate the Emergency Services Telecommunications Authority following a spate of deaths caused by 000 delays, including Cowes resident Stuart Grant, who died in January after waiting 40 minutes for an ambulance. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. White Australians with Anglo backgrounds are effectively barred from applying for a $90,000 plus job as an anti-racism officer at a local council. Only Indigenous citizens, people of colour, and those from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds are eligible to be considered for the ratepayer-funded position at the City of Darebin. The council is able to discriminate against certain white people in this case because of a special provision under Victoria's Equal Opportunity Act, it says will foster greater racial equality. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The suspected would-be hitman for jailed notorious crime family boss George Moroghi has been exposed. Amid revelations, Moroghi ordered hits on two men after a $300,000 contract was taken out against his younger brother. NCF gang member Joshua Fuller, who was living in a wealthy suburb of eastern Melbourne, can now be revealed as the suspected triggerman allegedly paid to kill two rivals in a plot formed behind bars at Barwon Prison. The 31-year-old has not been charged over the alleged plots, but police still want him behind bars. And TikTok, memes, blogs, podcasts, and Instagram posts are set to take their place on the National English School curriculum, displacing old-fashioned writing tasks. Researchers from Deakin University have been given nearly $500,000 by the federal government to explore ways to bring digital writing to the secondary school curriculum. As well as analysing Romeo and Juliet in an essay, students of the future may be asked to script and design a TikTok about the play instead. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life and Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.